We start this hour with the news from Microsoft that it's taken down fake websites created by the same Russians who interfered in the 2016 election, part of the Russian government intelligence unit known as GRU. The hackers targeted the conservative think tanks the Hudson Institute and the International Republican Institute, who've both broken ranks with President Trump in calling for more sanctions against Moscow. Let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Dan Frommer is Recode Editor-in-Chief. And Dan, the hackers created false websites to get people to click through so the hackers could then steal their passwords and information. We're told by David Sanger of the New York Times, it's a way to get information from elites who might use these websites. Why do you think the Russians would do this kind of hacking?
Well, if you look at the list of the domains that Microsoft got taken down today, they're very mundane. One of them is senate.group. Another one is adfs-senate.email or office365-onedrive.com. These are made to look like sites that you go to all the time that you wouldn't think twice about putting in your username and password, which is a great way for bad people to get your username and password.
Yeah, but what would they want it for? I mean, we know that Russian hackers in the past have disseminated false news to try to get Americans to fight each other. Why would they want information?
I can think of several reasons. One is just to get inside your email or other systems in a semi-legitimate way. They don't actually have to hack your password. They can just get you to give it right up. You know, we've all seen what all kinds of leaked emails taken out of context can do to the strength of a group, you know, or leaked out to the public. And that's just the beginning.
Right. Well, and we know that in 2016, a federal judge actually gave Microsoft the power to take down these fake websites. The judge appointed a special master with the power who could then authorize Microsoft to do this. And that sometimes these websites, you can only see they're fake because maybe there's one word misspelled or one typo. How do they find them?
My guess is that they're looking, you know, in this case, a lot of these domains actually look like they're mimicking Microsoft services. SharePoint is a Microsoft product. You know, Microsoft is one of the world's largest providers of email. Office 365 is their product. So I'm not sure in this case how they did it. Maybe they're combing domain registrars for the names of their products and seeing, oh, well, we don't own this one, so let's get rid of this one.
Right. We feel like we haven't heard from Microsoft recently, as much anyway as we've heard from Facebook, which revealed that it had eliminated some operations. These were the ones that were aimed at, you know, pitting Americans against each other. Your thoughts on the importance of Microsoft being, you know, in the headlines now? And what is everybody doing to get ready for the midterm elections, given that there has been hacking?
Well, Microsoft's big because it is, again, one of the largest providers of email services and also documents. And those are the things that definitely you don't want leaked. So Microsoft's super important. So is Facebook. Facebook, you know, of course, kind of blew off maybe the role that it played, the misinformation on Facebook and fake news, how it may have affected the last election. It made them look really dumb because, you know, it's pretty obvious now that Facebook actually played a pretty big role in the spread of fake news. So Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and CEO of Facebook, has been kind of on an apology tour recently. And the company actually recently spoke to us about some of the things it's doing to try to make sure that some of the same things don't happen. It's really spending a lot of effort trying to find fake accounts, inauthentic accounts, to spread fake to slow the spread or ideally eliminate the spread of fake news. And it wants to make it hard for bad actors and other types to buy campaign ads and other things, you know, spreading misinformation or disinformation. It's also setting up for the first time a war room in its office leading up to the U.S. midterm elections, getting people from all parts of the company to kind of study these things together, improving communication between different groups, and ideally, you know, making sure that any problems that do come up get solved quickly.
Look, this is big news politically. We have the president last night in the interview with Reuters saying if Russia is involved, and here you have Microsoft saying they are. But Microsoft also said in their statement there's no sign that these domains were used in any successful attacks before the Digital Crimes Unit at Microsoft took back control of them. So is this, you know, good news in technology that they were actually stopped? I mean, how big a story is this?
it is good news. It's especially good news that they were stopped before it seems they were used for anything truly bad. And certainly before the election, I think that's the key is, you know, the Facebook people we talked to are saying, we wish we had another year. Well, we don't have another year. This is happening now. We know it's inevitable now that Russia and other bad actors are going to be trying to get into people's systems and get things out there that shake up the American population. So, you know, we don't know. One of these six domains could have eventually been used for something really bad and really big. So it's great that they found it. And again, this is really an advantage that huge companies like Facebook and Microsoft have is that they're not just looking at a small corner of the internet. They have a huge view of it. And so if companies or bad actors are coordinating on a scale of, you know, multiple people using different services, that's where Microsoft and Facebook could really try to stop something by having that broad view of the world.
Dan Frommer, editor-in-chief at Recode, thank you.
Thank you.